name of Rav. Rav is the one that said his din is kashya the Rav by the Rav. Betarti. I'm going to have a stira on Rav. On Rav, betarti as two halachis is going to be stira ladodi. What's the stira? Tiyom Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Omar Rav. He said over the name of Rav that Movui shenifras b'meloye lechotzer. A Movui that was open completely to the chotzer. So come out the exact same picture as before, but instead of being open to a rochba again is the backyard, it was open to the chotzer, to a front yard. Come out the exact same picture. Just instead of being a rochba, it has a chotzer. There's an afkamina between a rochba and a chotzer. A rochba was saying it's the backyard, people don't live there, people don't use it. There's no dior in there, people don't use it really. In a chotzer, the front yard, people walk into the chotzer. People come in the house. Into the chotzer, a chotzer has a diurin. It's called people walk through it. So it's a more chalmadik alaka chotzer. The real picture is picture 71. The bottom of the page, that's the picture, the same picture that's here that has a shem chotzer to it. There's a movi opening up into a chotzer. This is Rav Talocha. I'm a Rav. Movi shenifrats b'meluya l'chotzer. Oh, that's the wrong picture. That should be the same picture up here with Meluya means the entrance here. The Movi comes to Rechava, is Namish open wide. There's no side of the wall left over. That's called the Meluya. So Movi, Shenifras, the Meluya Lechotzer, where the Movi opened up to the Chotzer. It was completely open. There was no side walls at all left over to the Movi. The Nifras Chotzer, Kinegoi, and also now the Chotzer at the other side, the right wall, also has a Pirtza. To the Rishus Rabin is Alocha Muteris. You're allowed to carry inside the Chotzer, Abu Movi Yotzer. Unifat Chotzer Kenegdoi is Alocha Chotzer Muteris. The Chotzer itself is Mutter to carry in. Hey, look at the top picture. Forget about the word Rechov. Let's say it's a Chotzer. So the Chotzer itself still has like four walls around it. Because on the right side that has the Pirtza to Rishus Rabin, since it's less than 10 Amos or exactly 10 Amos, it's called a Pesach, it's still Mutter. Who are then the entrance to the Movi coming into the Chotzer also has a Shem Pesach. It's about both Pirtzes have a Shem Pesach. Lamaisa, there are still four walls in the Chotzer. The Chotzer Vadi is still not a carrion. That's Rav also holds. But Rav says, Umovi Yosser, you should know in this Movi, since it's open completely into the Chotzer, you're not allowed to carry in the Movi. That was Rav's halacha. Now the Kasher is via Mai. Why is it Osir? Lehevei Kamovi Shekola L'Rochba. It should be the same halacha like we just said before. Let it be the same way that a mogri that opens up into Rochba. Rabbi Yehuda just got finished saying it's muteres. You don't have to make any ticking where the mogri opens up into the Rochba. So how come Rav says when it opens up into the chotzer, you do have to have a ticking? What's the chilek of Rochba and a chotzer? So here's the raya that Rav is not the one that said the din before. It had to be Shmuel was the one that said the din before. Benachlam, according to Rav, will be different. Let's see Rashi now. Rashi b'meluya. Koisel emtsoi al pene kule. There's the third wall of the Movi, at the other side of the Movi, the right side of the Movi, is open completely into the Chotzer. The nifritz a Chotzer kenegdoi. The pes bepochus meyeser. Now on the right side of the Chotzer, the wall also has a pirtza. But abi it's only 10 amas, not more. Still it's called a Pesach. Is a locha Chotzer muteris. Inside the Chotzer vadi la carry. Till the day lehevi bimluya. Because in the chotzer itself, you stand inside the chotzer, there are walls all around it. There's no opening completely. Like both sides of the pirtza, there's a piece of wall left over. Gifufa means a piece of the wall still there. So on both sides of the pirtza, let's say, look in the chotzer, in the top picture of the rochbon, the chotzer, where you have a pirtza opening here, but both sides of the opening still has a wall on both sides. So therefore, the opening is called a pesach, and the mechitza still has a shem mechitza to it. The gate of being inside this chotzer, all the openings are just called psochim, a pesach opening up, and a pesach doesn't pass on a mechitza. Avi it's less than, or not more than 10 amas. Either b'nei movi now could walk straight into the chotzer. So why doesn't the people in the movi ask the b'nei chotzer? So Shane Movi Oiswal Khatera Sapsuchamoy. That's a loch we'll see later on more in the sect about this in Prok and later on, that the Movi doesn't ask you into a chotzer. Even though the Drisis are regal, the people from the Movi are allowed to walk straight into the chotzer, they don't ask around the chotzer. Abu Khatseras Mashenki and the people in the chotzer oisrim the Movi. They ask that the people in the Movi now cannot carry out in the Movi. Share Drisas Raglehem Olov. Because the people from the Chotzer have a right to walk out to the Movi, to walk out to Rishus HaRabim. What about the Rishus Rabim all the way on the right side? Why doesn't the Rishus Rabim answer into the Chutzar? The Chutzar Absuach like a Pesachu. It doesn't answer either. Even though the door is open to the Rishus Rabim, but since it's called the Pesach, still to a Chutzar it's Mutter. The Kasher is, we had before, on the Gemara before, that we have a Rabim, Darsi Bey, a Rabim going through a Mechitza, breaks the Mechitza. So the Mefarshim said it's only by a Movi. By a Chotzer, you don't say the Halacha. By a Chotzer has different Halacha. That as long as the Pirtza is not more than 10 Amis, it's called the Pesach, and even though you have the right for the Rishus Rabim to walk into the Chotzer, it doesn't break the Mechitza. The Mechitza is called the good Mechitza, the Shreit Mechitza, and the Chotzer has four Mechitzas around it. That's the Halacha of a Chotzer. What about the Movi now? So Rav, O Movi Yosser, in the Movi now you're not allowed to carry just with this Lechi alone. This Lechi alone is not matter the Movi, the Chur will have to make a Tzuras of Pesach on the other side. Why? O Movi Yosser. Now, Kosalka Daitach, the Havimin is like this. Midin Nokat v'nifritzon, Chotzer Kenegdoim, since it says the case is, that right opposite the Movi into the Chotzer on the right side, there's a break in the wall that opens up to Rishus Rabim. V'nifritza Chotzer Kenegdoi, Mishum Demechse K'movi Mefulish. Now, Avimina is the reason why it's awesome, because the Maisim, it looks like a Movi Mefulish. If you're standing in the Movi, you look both ways, it looks open. It looks open to the left, it looks open to the right, even though it's going into the Chotzer, but straight across in the Chotzer, there's an opening in that right wall. So it looks straight through. So if you stand in the Movi, it looks Mamish Mefulish. That's the Havmina why it's also. Mishum the Mechse Kamovi Mefulish. Ka'osa Lei. For Lav Mishum the Nifras Lechotzer. It's not the Pshat is because it's opened up into the Chotzer and was saying this Svara, a Chotzer has the urine. People live in the Chotzer. And male, the fact that people live there when they walk from the Chotzer into the Movi, after the urine of the Chotzer after the Movi. That's not Pshat here. So the only reason why Rav says it's also is because it looks like a Movi Mefulish. Now, Rabbi Yehuda. Now the theory is like this. Rabbi Yehuda before said Alocha, we did not get Rochba. Rabbi Yehuda said you should know only if the case is like the top picture, where the Movi opened up into Rochba. Now what's the difference between a Rochba and a Chotzer? How can Rabbi Yehuda only said a Rochba, which is the backyard, and not a Chotzer, the front yard? What's the difference? Ashminon. He wants to tell you if I catch from this far now. Even though it's opened up into the Rochba, and on the right side of the Rochba there's a Pirtza that looks like the Rishus Rabim, still Rabbi Yehuda said it's Mutter. So you see, when you're standing in the Movi, it looks like a Movi Mefulish open on both sides. Rabbi Yehuda holds not like that. It's not called Mefulish. Even though on the right side opens up into the Rochba, and there's a crack through on that right wall, so it looks like a Movi Mefulish, still Rabbi Yehuda said it's Mutter. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold this Svara, it looks like a Movi Mefulish. Over Rochba, now why did Rabbi Yehuda Davka pick to say by a Rochba it's Mutter? Why didn't he say a Chotzer? In the Rochba, in the backyard, the people don't use it so much. It's not cold like people are living there. The list is there, Ole. Today that you say that the urine, the fact that people live there, when they walk through into the Movi, they should ask her on the Movi. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Svarim. Avoli have you called a Chotzer. Mashma according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if it would have been opened up into a Chotzer, not the same picture, but instead of being a Rochba, it'll be a Chotzer here, then Osir Olay. Mashma according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chotzer would ask her on the Bnei Movi. Why? Because since the Chotzer has a shamed urine, it's like people live there. So you have the Drisa Saregel. We'll see these swarms more than a Sechta. But a Drisa Saregel, people have a right to walk there, and they walk out of the house, that's called they use it a lot. So if they use it a lot, when they walk through into the Movi, they ask around the name Movi. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's swar before. Now since Rav says here, the Havimener is, the reason why Rav says this Chotzer is Osir only because it was a Mefulish. That's why it's Osir. Mashmav not for Mefulish, it'd be Mutter. Either Bnei Chotzer walk into the Movi, let the Bnei Chotzer ask for the Movi. So you see, Rav Dintach on both those two Svaris. Rav holds Bnei Chotzer do not ask for the Movi. We have Yehuda before says Mashmar, he only was matter by a Rechavah. Mashmar, because it has no diurin. Mashenka, if it would have been a Chotzer, since people live in the Chotzer, that's the main entrance to walk in and walk out of the house. So when they walk into the Movi, they would ask for the Movi. So that's one Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav. And another Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav would be that Rav is Mashmar. Why is it Osir? The fact it's open to the Chotzer only because it looks like a Movi Mefulish. It looks like it's open to the Rishus Rabim on both sides, on the right side. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Klo not like that," because Rabbi Yehuda says, even though it's opened up into the Rechava, and the Rechava is open to the Rishus Rabim, still it's Mutter. And if you're going to tell me the svarah looks like a mavim of foolish, it should be awesome. So the kids, you can't say Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav, because then there'll be a stir in both halachis. So you have to say Rav Yehuda said the din over Aliba de Shmuel. So in Islam, it's a machlok is Shmuel and Rav. Kids, that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara, so again, so talk again. Modid the Rav, because if this din Rav Yehuda would be a name of Rav, you should know Kasha the Rav by the Rav Batarti. I'd have a stir on Rav on two svaris. The Omer Rav Yehuda Barabu, Omer Rav. Because it says over the name of Rav, Movi Shenifras Bimluya Lechotzer. If the Movi was opened up into a Chotzer. So this is one different than Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda before was talking about Afki Rechovo, and now Rav is talking about a Chotzer. And Vaita Venifras Chotzer Kenegdoi. So the Havamina is, this is the Iker reason why he says it's Osir. Because on the other side of the Chotzer, that wall has a breakthrough. So Mel is standing in the Movi, it looks like a Movi Mefulish, looks open both ways. Is Chotzer Moteris or Movi Yosir? And the Movi is Osir. So half a minute is, why is the Movi Yosram? Because it looks like the Movi Mefulish. So Abizai, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Before Rabbi Yehuda, it says not like that. Even though the Movi was opened up into the Rechava, and the Rechava was porous, a breakthrough to the Rishus Rabin, still we said it was mutter. Let's look in the Movi as if it's a Movi Mefulish. We say, no, it doesn't look like a Movi Mefulish. And as far as Poshin, because when you come out of the Movi into the Rechava, you see there's a big right side and a big left side. There are places to move. You see a Rechava. So it doesn't look like the Imam is going straight into Rishus Rabin. When you come out of the Movi, it looks like you're going into a Rechava. So that's why it doesn't look like a Movi Mefulish. That was Rav Yehuda's Svarim. But Rav says not like that. So the Gemara of Yamai, so the Kasha, Levi Kamavish called the Rechava, and let it be Mutter. But if Rav Svar White's Usr is only because it looks like a Mavi Mefulish, Rav Yehuda said not like that. Rav Yehuda said that when the Mavi opens up into Rechava, it's Mutter. And we don't look as if it's Mefulish to Rishus Rabin. Because when you walk from the Mavi into Rechava, you see it's a new Rishus to Rechava. It's a nice big Rishus Yachid here. One wall is open to Rishus Rabin, that's a Pesach. It's not called a Mavi Mefulish. So Chutz Arai of Yehuda can't be like Rav. He has to go according to Shmuel. Omale, Rav Yosef answered back, Ano lo yadana. I don't know what you're talking about, like, Rashi, Ano yadana, Rashi, Miman Gomer. I'm not sure. I heard the name of Rav Yehuda's Tam. I'm not sure who Rav Yehuda's heard it from. In other words, he's not masking to this Kasha. It could be heard over the name of Rav. It could be heard over the name of Shmuel. No uvde heve bedura derusa. There was a maisa that happened, Bedura Derusa, Sadrashi Kfar Royim. That's a Kfar, Hicktown. Shh! And Shuli, maybe you can learn inside, maybe. And Shuli, maybe you can learn inside. Bedura Derusa, yeah, Kfar Royim, Shekol Larochba. Yeah, so the maisa was a non layadan uv the heavy, Bedura Derusa. There was a maisa that happened, Bedura Derusa. There was a name of a place. That Movi, the case it was a Movi Shekol on the Rochba. It was a Movi that opened up into the Rochba, the top picture still, our first case, heavy. The Yosla came to Rav Yehuda, and they came in front of Rav Yehuda, V'loi Atzrechei V'loi Midi. And he didn't have to have, didn't need anything. And now Rav Yehuda holds that this halacha, that even though the Movi was opened straight into the Rechava, still, there was a Lechi at the beginning of the Movi, the other side of the Movi that opens up into the Rechava, doesn't need anything. Now Rav Yehuda said, V'kasher Mishmei Derav, Tevi Mishmei Deshmul. Hey, so he was masking to him. I don't know who I heard it from. I just know that's what Rav Yehuda said. If you're telling me it can't go according to Rav, I'm asking to you, good? Let it go according to Shmuel. Because I'm not mechulak on you. I don't know who I heard it from. So if you're telling me it can't be like Rav, good, I'll go like Shmuel. So at the Gemara, but the Yemes says, name, the Yemes is not shver at all. The Yemes says, at the Gemara, v'loi kashamidi. Nothing is shver. Both members are the name of Rav. And there's no steer of Rav and Rav. I'll tell you like this. Hashtu the Yom Malera Sheshis. The Rav Shmuel Barabba, the Yamrile, the Rav Yosef Barabba, Asav Lecho. I'll tell you chilek between a Rechava and a Chotzer. Asav Lecho. Kan sheirvu, kan shelo irvu. Say there's the chilek. When you say the Movi opened up into a Chotzer, there's an afkaminer if the Chotzer made an erev with the Movi, that they're allowed to carry from the Chotzer into the Movi. Echatz an afkaminer. There's an afkamina of kanch irvu, kanch la irvu. There's an afkamina, we say now, when the Movi opened up into the Chotzer, does the Chotzer have an eruv, a ruvi chatzeris, that they're allowed to carry from the Chotzer into the Movi? Then I'll tell you it's mutter. Kan Bishlo Irvu, where they did not make an Eruv Chaserus. So the people from the Chotzer are not allowed to carry into the Movi. That's the Chilik. So I'll tell you, the Rav, the Rav, Nami Lakasha. Kan She Irvu B'nei Chotzer and B'nei Movi, Kan Shlo Irvu. That the parrot says like this, the Pshat why Rav asks, when it walks into a chotzer, is not that pshat is because it looks like a movi mafulish. Nobody holds from that svara. Everybody's masking. Since the movi opens up into a chotzer, and the chotzer is much wider than the movi, it doesn't look like it's going straight across into the Rishus Rabin. Not even according to Rav, it's mutter. It's not also machmas a movi mafulish. Now the only reason why it's also according to Rav is because the movi opened up into a chotzer. And the svara is a chotzer has the urine. That means people live there. They come out of the house into the front chotzer. So people walking from the chotzer, when they walk into the movi, the urine aser on the movi. So maybe the nafkamina, if the b'nei chotzer made an eruvi chatzeres with the movi, that they're allowed to walk into the movi and carry into the movi, so they don't aser on the movi. It lies like one rishus. But when the b'nei chotzer did not make an eruv with the movi, then the reason why Rav holds this aser is because the people from the chotzer, when they walk into the movi, their urine, their drisas harego, aser on the movi. That's Rav's svara. So Mel, there's no stereo to them before. Before of you, just talking about a rechava. A rechava blives like a chotzer murevis. Because a rechava has no durin. The backyard, we're saying that people don't use it so much. So it's not considered the drisas harego. People walk through the backyard, and that's called the drisas harego. It doesn't have a shame drisas harego. So a rechava has the same mila as a chotzer murevis. Whereas the terrace where Rav says it's Osir is only because the Mavi opened up into a Chotzer, and the Chotzer doesn't have an Ruvi Chatzeris, they're not allowed to carry, so when they walk through, they're Durin Asir on the Mavi. Mashekim, when it's opened up into Rechava, since the Rechava has no Durin, Avadar it's Mutter. So the Fiyemis, Avadar Yehuda could even be going according to Rav. There's no Stira. Rav that says it's Osir, it's not because it looks like a Mavi Mefulish, that nobody holds like. Since it's wide here, you see chloris opening into Rechava or into a Chotzer, not to a Mavi Mefulish. Now the reason why Rav says this Chotzer is only because the B'nai Chotzer, their Durin, they're walking asses. This Svara, the Shema Svara, we'll see more in the Masechta. What does it mean exactly, the Durin, the fact that the people that live there, when they walk through, they ask to run to the next Rishus. We'll see more about it later. But now the kiss of the Chitzer, is the Echilik, where Chotzer has Merevis and a Chotzer Shena Merevis. So Mela Rechava has the Mila of a Chotzer Merevis, because the Rechava doesn't have urine at all. So the bottom Rashi, the Rav Namila Tiksha, Klaima, Mehashtim Mitzin Lameim of the Rav Yehuda, Bedur with the Rusa, Kerav Avdu. I'll tell you that goes like Rav, Kedar Minon, Kanch Yirvu, Kanch La Yirvu, Uv Rechava, Lekid Yurun, the Misra Mavui, and Rechava has the same Mila as the Chotzer of Merevis. Because a Rechava doesn't have any urine, therefore they don't ask the Zelzit. That's the end. Now the Gemara is going to say, Svar is the Fida Havimina. For the Gemara.